0.3% from January to February. That's down from a 0.6% increase from December to January. Measured year over year, prices rose 5%. And stocks have been higher, the Dow up 386 points, the NASDAQ adding 201. This is SRN News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich who don't give a about them. They don't give a about you. They don't give about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
And yesterday, the owners decided, you got to do something about this Donald Trump. And that's where we sit today. On this Talk 93 Moment FM Friday edition, we want to try and keep it happy. That's going to be a job. Eddie Bader and Rosie are here.
And here they are.
with no less than Jeb Bush to make us feel warm, welcome, and appreciated.
Please clap.
I'm a zombie. I'm a zombie. I got this weird weekend planned.
Yeah?
Because I'm walking to New Orleans.
Is that where you're going?
Yes.
Ooh. When are you leaving?
Oh, 3.
Oh, at 3.
Good deal. Oh, a.m.?
I'm up, yeah.
Yeah, that's about what time you get up anyway.
I was going to say, we'll put Eddie on
the
board.
Take it off early? Come on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm up at that time.
That's good.
I got everything ready. It's not like I got to pack for a week in Florida.
Well, that's like you and Rich. You do the morning show, so that's kind of your start.
So.
3 is kind of early, though. Oof.
Down tomorrow, back Sunday.
Well, then you need to leave at 3.
Yeah.
Then you need to leave at 3. One thing you'll notice about I-10, the roads are horrible.
Really?
Do this the whole time and potholes. Yeah, last time we were riding through it was...
Your tax dollars at work?
Well, Louisiana, they spend it on other things, I think.
Is it a 6-hour drive?
According to Siri, it should be 4 hours and 20 minutes.
Oh.
I made the drive once before, but we didn't go to New Orleans. We went to a sugar plantation in the center of Louisiana.
Really?
Kind of an interesting place to go.
Mm-hmm.
Went into this giant building that had literally a mountain you could ski down it of sugar that had yet to be bleached. It was
still brown.
But still brown.
Oh.
Wow.
And watched how they processed that, you know, all the pipes and everything else that goes in. It was quite a process. And came back the next day. So, and that drive was actually a little bit longer, so it should be all right.
We'll get some lotto tickets. You can stop for lotto a couple times.
Oh, that's right.
Don't forget about that.
No gambling.
Just grab some lotto.
Yeah.
You ever hear of any winners coming out of Louisiana as far as the big gamblers?
I don't. No.
Neither do I.
this I will tell you everything there is to tell you on Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
Otherwise, I can just say it is a family matter. But it's the reason I won't be at Bama Lane's tomorrow.
Yeah.
But you'll be there.
I'll be there.
And that's at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
Bama Lane's Atlanta Highway. And we usually have alleys 1 to 10.
Oh, nice.
And it's great. And by the way, we encourage those of you who just want to hang out with the cool kids. You don't have to bowl. Just come by. They got great food. The Kegler's Cove is there, the bar. So have a refreshment and join the fun. So I haven't had a chance to listen the last couple of hours. Is there great angst over Trump's situation or?
A little bit. Honestly, last week when, I don't know about you, but last week when the news broke, I was really angry about it. And I guess it's taken me a week or so and I feel a little better. We know what it is.
We all know what it is.
And that's what bothers me the most. Everyone knows what it is, and we're just supposed to take it.
Hey, there's that fat-ass district attorney on TV right now who appeared at a press conference and said, "Get in my belly!" Yeah.
I mean, he's not worried about real crime, but...
And he's... New York is a hellhole.
Right.
52% of felony arrests are pled down to misdemeanors.
Right.
And very few people... You know, I don't know what you got to do. Decapitate somebody in public to spend a night in jail? That's him. That's the radical left making America fair. Not safer, just fair.
Well, let me ask you this. Long term, and Rosie, you too. Long term. Because we know what's going to happen with this. And in the end, Donald Trump, my guess, is not going to be, nothing's going to come of. But this right here, to me, is a shot across the bow. Where they're going to start using our justice system for political prosecution.
What people need to understand, I felt this the day, remember that afternoon when they raided Mar-a-Lago?
Right.
I said, I feel like they just broke into my place. I feel dirty.
Right.
Well, they indicted all of us yesterday, and you better frickin' understand that, because they're coming after everybody, because that's how fascism works. There is no room for your opinion. There, you know, we got, who is it today? Out there ready to repeal the Second Amendment. That's not going to happen. Not by the constitutional rules as it stands. But, you know, they're always looking for some emergency. You know, like COVID. Why don't we just infect the country with a disease from China, scare the crap out of everybody, and let's see how compliant they become when we inflict all these unconstitutional... And very few people today will say, you know what, I feel better today than I did before that whole thing happened. Most people say, that changed my life forever.
I think most people did. Even the ones, Greg, that will say things where this was for the better, I believe they're saying that to save face. There's no real trust in what they're saying.
So we do have one big news story happening locally.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
And that's I-65. It is a disaster. Let me just go over here and take a look at the map. Yeah, it is bad going northbound.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's USI 82.
We doing a little sitting out there, Greg?
Northern Boulevard. Where's the freaking interstate and all this? Come on. I hate it when this happens. Yeah, 65 northbound. It is red coming out of Montgomery at the interchange.
Mm-hmm.
Red all the way to past exit 14 where the Walmart Supercenter is. That's going northbound. There's something going on. Southbound, it says it's green, but I would imagine it can't be moving that fast. So we'll get an update from Skipper as soon as it's available and let you know if that situation is going to clear up fairly quickly or congest the rest of the day. Oh, there's Mike Pence on Fox with Cavuto. That's a perfect match right there. Oh, hey, the market finished up 415 points today. I think because those numbers this morning came in marginally better than expected. At least they weren't worse. And lately, that's been the case. We're at 312. It's also All Request Friday, so if there's something we can play for you, let us know at 272-9228.
Mike Costanza from Chappie's Deli.
And Jeff Barranco drinking Chappie's Deli bottled water. Holy cow, this water's awesome.
It kind of tastes just like water to me.
Look, you can even see through it.
Looks like regular water to me.
Yep, can't you tell Mike's in love with the water too?
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SMART for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code SMART. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SMART for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SMART.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. These last few hours of the month of March will be dry, but in the overnight hours tonight, and particularly closer to morning, a line of showers and thunderstorms will be moving across the area ahead of a frontal system. A few of the storms could be on the strong side, but the main severe weather risk will stay out of our area. Breezy tonight, low 66. Look for improvement by tomorrow afternoon, high 81, and a pretty nice day on Sunday with partial sunshine and a high temperature up to about 74. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I'm Bobo with Capital Tractor. Engineered for maximum performance and dependability on the job site, Kubota Construction Equipment is a force to be reckoned with, like Kubota KX excavators and SVL track loaders. Test one today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Can I have some more vodka?
No.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There is one country that worries me, though. Not Iraq, not Iran, not North Korea. The only country that really worries me is the country of Germany. I don't know if you guys are history buffs or not, but... in the early part of the previous century, Germany decided to go to war. And who did they go to war with? The world. It had never been tried before. And so you figure that would take about 5 seconds for the world to win, but no, it was actually close. About 30 years pass, and Germany decides again to go to war, and again it chooses as its enemy the world. And this time they have that guy, Schrankly, Crankly, that guy. And I'm not even going to dignify him by saying his name, but I think you know what I'm talking But you'd think at that point the world will go, listen, Germany, here's the deal. You don't get to be a country no more on account of you keep attacking the world. What do you think, you're Mars or something?
There's a country that, if you follow my friend David Blackwood, that has masterminded itself into an energy situation that's very dark.
Yeah.
Because they signed on. Yeah, let's do
themselves
the,
there.
Right. Let's do the solar. Let's do the turbines. Yeah.
Against people's warnings, it said, hey, it's fine to test that. I don't think we should depend on it.
Well, they decided to depend on it. And now they're going to the... Germany still has many forests that are thriving even after World War II.
Yep.
So they're chopping down trees. That's good for the environment. I've always heard that it's great to clear the field, so to speak. They just, you know, when they're not trying to conquer the world, they're trying to create trouble. Maybe it's a self-inflicted wound. I don't know. Pretty stupid. Crazy. There was one clip. I even played it this morning on the morning show. We rarely get too heavy. We're trying to get people off to a good start with the day. But there was one two-minute commentary that described how I felt after all of this. This whole story with Trump's indictment. And I felt like an idiot. I mean, there was in several media... sources, Bragg dismisses jury for 4 weeks. And I thought, okay, so nothing. They're going to just sort of let it slowly fade into the...
Right.
And then, like, less than an hour later, Trump indicted. That was quite... Well, you can never say you're surprised by anything Democrats do.
But well, I also like to say he's indicted and trust, you know, anything they can do to smear him and... And like most people are saying, it's adding fuel to the fire. And I just don't think they don't get it, or they don't care, or they're encouraging it.
And of course, it was Tucker that made the most sense to me.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight.
Are you with me on this now?
100%.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Start like that, you know he's going to be powerful.
Fox News alert, American politics was thrown into complete chaos, perhaps permanently, about 3 hours ago. When a grand jury in Manhattan, one of the most liberal cities in America, a place where 80% voted for Joe Biden in the last election, decided to indict Biden's political opponent in the upcoming election, the Republican frontrunner, a man who leads by 30 points in polls, Donald Trump. And the jury did this at the urging of a man called Alvin Bragg. He's the Manhattan District Attorney who has been famous so far by making the city much more dangerous by refusing to enforce laws against crimes like robbery and rape. Now, we don't know at this hour what the indictment says. We don't know specifically what the charges are. But previous news reports suggest they will emanate from an alleged payment 7 years ago, a payment that federal regulators said violated no law, but that Alvin Bragg apparently believes is a crime. Either way, the net result is Donald Trump is the first former president of the United States ever to be indicted. So no matter what happens next, we can be certain there is no coming back from this moment. There could be retaliation from red states. The governor of Florida has already said, Ron DeSantis has already issued a statement saying that he will not participate in any extradition of Donald Trump to New York. That's apparently scheduled for next week. As you can probably tell, we're not certain of the full outlines of the story, but we know this moment is a historic one.
Yeah, and the wrong kind of historic one, kind of like how you felt after 9/11 or an assassination or some other thing that you know is just going to have permanent implications. And all of these things are going to affect us. This is a matter of cheering for your guy. This is a man for 7 years who has been the hunted.
Right.
Over ridiculous thing. We got a guy in the White House who's running a crime family. We've had the FBI's had a computer for 4 years with evidence that his son trafficked and made deals with the Chinese and pocketed part of that money and shared it with daddy. And they don't seem the least bit freaking interested in that, do they? They could give a rat's ass. But let's get Donald Trump, a man who didn't take a freaking penny the entire time he was president. A man who, other than Harry Truman, is one of the very few that left Washington with less than when he walked in. What does that tell you? But they're trying to make him seem like, you know, the most corrupt human being. This thing with Stormy Daniels, really?
Right.
I think selling out the country to China is far more serious.
Right.
And now is the test for the Republicans in Congress. Are they going to be whiny rhinos? Are they going to be men, stand up, and take a stand? They're the ones facing the big challenge right now. DeSantis came through with flying colors, by the way. And we'll look at some of the others. Ken is on the phone at 272-9228.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
I think that Trump should start messing with these people immediately.
And probably
the first
is already.
Thing he should do is legally change his name to Hillary Clinton. And that way they will have to address him as Hillary Clinton was arrested.
Well, you know, he could cash in on the big transgender phase.
Sure, there's an idea.
I'm 100% serious, because if you don't play along with them, well, then you're transphobic.
It's like the little witch at the White House press conferences yesterday. Our national imbecile said, "Our hearts go out to the trans community."
Right.
Not the 6 dead ones in Nashville. Not the 3 kids and the 3 adults who were cut down by a crazy person who was very uncertain about what sex they were, and angry and filled with God knows what kind of raging hormones. They don't care about the 6 dead. They care about the trans community.
Right.
But I'd like to see them do stuff just to force the media to have to play along with these silly games. And I'd start by changing my name.
Well, let's put it this way. We have learned not to underestimate Donald Trump.
Yep.
Just an idea.
Well, we'll certainly have plenty to talk about. All these things are good for talk radio. I'd rather they not be. It's Friday. I'd rather take requests, play silly songs, and laugh and joke, and do mental acuity tests and all that kind of stuff. But we got some news here.
Yeah, we do.
Now, one thing, next time we're at the house, we went to see Brett and the team.
Did you?
Yes. And their team there helped plan some color changes, which have already begun to happen. And we started with the front door from the inside. It's painted a blue that is just stunning.
Really?
And this is part one of a complete shot. It'll take place over, you know, the summer, probably into the fall. But I was just so impressed. Now, it's just one part of it, but the color that was selected is just incredible. I will get a photo and put it on Facebook so
good
you can
idea.
See. Because I think It just wonders. The front of the house didn't look bad, but now it looks great. So when you're ready for a new look, inside or outside your home, go see the folks at New Look Top Tier Benjamin Moore Paints. The best painters in town work with them. They also do stain and wallpaper, and they got a team of people there that can't wait to help you. Meet the staff. We talked about Brett, who is fantastic. And a new look, they have color experts. Where's my my staff photo here? By the way, you can reach out at 271-0007. Get the ball rolling. And, oh, I see what they did.
Changed their sign up a little bit, haven't they?
A little bit. Interior paint family, exterior paint family. Yeah, they've got more information available. Arbor Coat exterior paint specialty. And, wow, chalkboard paint.
Yeah.
How cool is that? They put a big blackboard up in front of the house. And
well, this is what I've noticed about a lot of houses that have the chalkboard paint in there. Usually there's really nice messages on there. Like, you know, but I have walked into a few where there's been some passive aggressive messages written on there.
Yeah, once in a while. Meet the team. We talked about Brett, Jordan, Katie, Beth. Those are the color consultants that are helping us plan our project. And, of course, second-generation owner Brian Carr with 30 years of experience there as well. New Look, you'll find him at Bell Road and Atlanta Highway. Reach out at 271-0007, 271-007 for New Look Decorating. By the way, that parking lot outside their building, in such a welcoming place, has its own signal. So you won't have to worry about getting in and out of Atlanta Highway.
Nice.
It's make it such a nice experience. Let's talk to Papa B at 326.
Hey, Greg. Well, I hope you stay safe on your trip there.
I'll be real careful.
Yeah, you know, kind of thinking, my thinking is, look, you got to remember who these people work for and what they want. Yeah, you know, they would love to, you know, get Trump, in a crime or something like that, but they really want the mugshot, you know.
Yeah.
They really want to engender a civil war. That's, you know, one thing that they're trying.
They're off to a flying start. They're off to a flying start with that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, this Bragg guy, he's nothing more than a Soros stock puppet. I mean, he's following orders. He's not doing it certainly to further his career, because he's going to lose one way or the other. He's going to lose that one. And so same way with this White House press secretary. How outrageous. The very idea you're going to, you know, not be at all concerned about people that got shot. You know, it's just one outrage after another. And yeah, it's outrageous. Yeah, they want to just go up there and slap people around, but I think that's the objective.
Yeah, it
try
is.
Try to get somebody stirred up. Try to get them out of the street. They want people, the conservatives, out in the street with their guns.
Yes.
So they can kill them. That's what they want.
Make
so
no
anyway,
mistake.
All right. Thanks a lot.
See you, Papa B.
All righty then. It is 3:28. Since we're here, by the way, if you would like to hear something that might cheer you up, if there is such a thing available today, 272-9228 is what I like to do on Friday. Eddie Bader is with us. So you've got some showings this weekend?
I do. I've got all kinds of showings this weekend, but I want to talk about my partner Pam's house, you know. I want people to be Greg's neighbor.
Oh, yes.
So, Greg, we've talked about it very often. You've got a great neighborhood, no doubt. But Pam has got a wonderful house that we're putting on the market. I think showings start tomorrow. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with beautiful pool. She's got some great neighbors. She's been doing, this is what drives me crazy with Pam. She's been doing all these upgrades in her house, but at the same time, she's given a $5,000 improvement allowance. There's nothing wrong with her house, but maybe you want some flooring. Maybe you don't like her flooring.
Right.
Maybe you don't like her color of paint. She's throwing a $5,000 allowance for that.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a beautiful home. You can live in the same great neighborhood as Greg Budell. Like I said, showings start tomorrow. I think she's already got two or three lined up. So give us a call. My number is 322-0662. Give me a call today. I'd love to be the realtor that gets to sell Pam's house.
And by the way, the Budells, we're adding that new color to the front of our house,
yeah.
So it'll be even more beautiful to live in Arrowhead.
It's a beautiful neighborhood, man. I love y'all's neighborhood.
I did my 4 miles today.
We're doing the drone, I'm telling you. We're setting that up.
I climbed Heartbreak Hill. There's a, I think it's Old Pump Road.
Yeah, Old Pump Road.
And I'm so worried.
I hate the name of that road, too, by the way.
That's the street I'm going to buy the farm on with a nasty wreck.
There's been traffic on there, man.
I mean, there is a hill that literally is very steep, but I climb it without standing on my pedals. So, and I would just hate to have Rosie or you or Joey explain to the listeners that Greg won't be in today. They are scraping him off Old Pump Road.
I would hate that, too.
Yeah, I think we all would.
So, but it was, and it was windy.
Lots of wind today. Beautiful day, but about, I don't know, around noon, the wind started picking up.
Yes, and this old chunk of coal had to go up that steep hill into the wind.
We got to learn how to reverse your sails or something, get a little pull action.
But I did it, and I there's a couple that lives close to Atlanta Highway, the Burrises, who are phenomenal people, really nice. I always keep an eye out to see if they're there. Sometimes I get to stop and chit-chat with them, but you don't see them out too often during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just like so many other nice people. And you'll look for, you want to buy her house, you'll meet the lady that takes her little sweet little Yorkie around in a stroller.
Oh my goodness.
For a morning walk. And this dog hates me on the bike. Loves
really?
Me when I'm not on the bike, but when I'm on the bike, that dog goes crazy.
Wow. Well, you guys got a peacock in your neighborhood, too. I've seen it more than one time.
I haven't seen the peacock.
You haven't? I will take a photo.
Maybe you should get that drone going in case it wants to chase me or something. That would be...
that would be great video.
Yeah, like to say, I want to go viral at least once in my life, right? So, if people want to see...
Yeah, if you want to see Pam's house, like I said, the show will start tomorrow.
Okay.
So, we've already got some lined up. Give me a call, 322-0662. I believe it's on 33 Hillaby Street there in Arrowhead.
All right. And I will look forward to having you as my neighbor. Let's see, 331. We're going to get that first traffic update of the calamities taking place on Interstate.
Man, yeah.
65 going northbound. And maybe Jay will send us a text. He was heading out that direction. Sam.
Greg, thank you for taking my call. Good afternoon, brother. Talk about being upbeat. How about some of that good old Donald Trump doing FJB and some of those files you got stored away, man? It's upbeat.
No, I got them. I'm looking for it right now. I'm looking for a
ring. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. That's all I got. Thank you very much.
All right.
See you, Sammy.
Right at the end of this break. Let's see. That's brand new on the ring. Yeah, okay. I found it. The very thing he's asking for. And that's going to come up after Rich's weather right now. Skipper. Is it getting better on 65?
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, if you're leaving Montgomery, I-65 northbound from the Alabama River all the way up to Highway 14 above Prattville is a slow go. No accidents. We've checked the cams all the way from 14 back down to Montgomery. We are just seeing a lot of cars on the road. And, of course, right up above Highway 14, we've got 3 lanes to 2 lanes. That's bottlenecking things a little bit right there. You might want to take an alternate route if you need to be in Millbrook or Prattville quickly. Elsewhere around the city, light to moderate traffic, busiest on Taylor Road, East South Boulevard, Atlanta Highway outbound. We're a little busy there. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sons. Sons Kia of Montgomery. Brewmaker Kia is now Sons Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sons Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew from WAKA Channel 8. The search is over for an Autauga County man who was charged with multiple sexual abuse charges. Autauga County authorities tell us 46-year-old Jason Hudson is now in police custody. He was wanted on multiple charges, including incest, rape, and the production of child pornography. Montgomery police are investigating a homicide. 20-year-old Ontario Hubbard died from a gunshot wound Thursday evening at a local hospital. Investigators believe the shooting happened in the 400 block of Buford Street. If you have any information on this case, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. The Landmarks Foundation of Montgomery will hold its Market Day tomorrow in Old Alabama Town. Lots of vendors, food, and entertainment will be there for the whole family to enjoy. It's 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at 310 North Hall Street in Montgomery, and it's free admission. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew from WAKA Channel 8.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754. 800-627-7754.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here are six things you need to know before you buy a home. Number one, find out how much you can afford and qualify for from a reputable local lender. Number two, write down a list of wants and needs for your next home and maybe your first home. Bedrooms and baths, size of the home, yard size, open floor plan or formal plan, storage requirements, garage or carport. What location is number three, east side, Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka? Number four, are school zones important to you? If so, which school zones do you prefer? Number five, are there any special needs requirements, wider hallways, ramps, universal designs? Number six, would you rather have a brand new home or an existing home? The answers to these questions will help you design a plan to buy your next home and have the right information. We provide a list of recommended local lenders and home inspectors. All you have to do is call the source, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
It's the best sale of the season at Cafco's Spring Open House this week. Save on home decor, floral supplies, and gifts, or find inspiration for your home in our new spring merchandise. Visit daily for door prizes, new deals, and surprises throughout the store. Saturday, enjoy music by Brian Brantley, 11 to 1, and stay for our wreath class at 1. Shop our spring open house for huge savings on our already low outlet pricing this week, 9 to 5 at Cafco Outlet, located on the Wetumpka Highway.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. These last few hours of the month of March will be dry, but in the overnight hours tonight, and particularly closer to morning, a line of showers and thunderstorms will be moving across the area ahead of a frontal system. A few of the storms could be on the strong side, but the main severe weather risk will stay out of our area. Breezy tonight, low 66. Look for improvement by tomorrow afternoon, high 81, and a pretty nice day on Sunday with partial sunshine and a high temperature up to about 74. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
LGB. 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 LGB.
They say LGB everywhere I go. LGB. What it means? I don't know. LGB. Whatever it is. LGB. Kamala, help me. Please. Please.
All righty then.
LGB.
That let's go, Brandon. Right?
LGB.
This means let's go, Brandon.
No. LGB.
Sounds like let's go, Brandon. I guess.
LGB.
All right.
Let's go, Brandon.
I am Cornholio.
Chant.
LGB.
Right wing and left wing.
LGB.
Go, you know the thing.
LGB.
You don't sing
that back.
LGB.
And you ain't black.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
FJB. Let's go, Brandon.
I'm J.
Joe Biden, and I forgot this message.
It is 3:40 on NewsTalk 93.1 FM. Greg, Eddie, and Rosie to wrap up the week on this Friday afternoon. The week that was.
What a week.
Yeah. 272-9228 is our number for requests, comments, whatever you want to say this afternoon. As long as we still have free speech, we celebrate it here. And Biloxi Gambler's on the line.
Hey, so you're sliding down to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. The time of day that you're going to be rolling, there ain't going to be but three things on the road. That's tractor trailers, drunks, and cops. So you got to watch out when you see some headlights coming the other way. Make sure your speed's under check. Because they will. And do not speed near Castleberry.
Castleberry, where's that?
It's down south. It's about an hour and a half from where you're at. You'll need to stop there. If you stop there, buy gas, use the restroom. They got an Arby's. They got a pizza place, 24 hours.
Janelle stopped. Oops. Did I just give something away? At Bucky's.
Oh, at the Boosie's. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Past Christian, right?
So, and she's... thinks that
place
is amazing.
It is a moving place. I was going to tell you. You top off at Love's in Alabama, and then Past Christian, about a half hour west of Biloxi, there should be a Bucky's there. So I guess she's getting married in New Orleans. But anyway, whatever you do, don't stop in Pritchard. Because Pritchard is don't stop in Pritchard. Pritchard is so bad, the Love's truck stop there has a police station in the building.
All right, and the Love's is, that's what, on 65 or what? I mean, I've got a full tank.
Yeah. 65 near Castleberry in Alabama.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Sayreland. You can't smoke, and you can't buy a cigarette lighter if you need one. It's a non-smoking town.
What?
There's no theme park despite the name, period.
What's the name of this fascist town?
Sayreland. It's just north of Mobile. But I tell you what Sayreland's famous for. That's where all your black-eyed peas and beans and all that come from, all the dried legumes.
I don't do business with people that are hostile to smokers.
Well, you do if you buy dried peas or beans. But anyway, I thought that was interesting, and I always tease my people that go down with me. I say, Sayreland, we can go to the Ferris wheel and the theme park. There ain't no theme park there, but anyway. But no, they do not smoke. I was surprised there. I stopped there one time. I don't smoke anymore, but we stopped there, and I just noticed at the convenience store, because we watch convenience stores because my friends own convenience stores and stuff. And they don't even sell cigarette lighters in Sayreland. They sell barbecue lighters, the big long ones, but not... Yeah, it's a non-smoking town, baby. And,
thanks for the heads up.
All right, man, bye.
All righty. So, our bubbling, stumbling, which way do I go president was in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. Rolling Fork, Mississippi, where they had the F4, F5 tornado that literally went through that town like it had claws and just churned up the ground and everything on it. The damage was nothing but piles. So this is what our great leader, the man who had to be president over Donald Trump, had to say when he was there.
The town of Rolling Stone will be back and will be with you every step of the way. And
you said Rolling Stone, you moron.
Yeah.
And I know somebody listening right now saying, well, that's no big deal. But it becomes a big deal when it happens every forking day. Yeah. All right, you got that? They're laughing at us around the world. It's funny, when Trump was in there, y'all said the world was laughing at us, but no. Putin stayed put. Trump sanctioned Xi and gave us better footing with them. And we didn't have all this crap going on today with Ukraine and everything else. People behaved because they took Trump at his word. They knew he was serious. Nobody screwed with him. He even went and met with a man he jokingly called Rocket Man, went into his territory. It took some courage. this is how the real world works. Not the way the progressive fairy tales tell you. Wait, what's this? Here's another story today. This is a beauty. California kindergartners, what's that, age 5 on average, will read about transgender kids for Transgender Day of Visibility. We'll come back to that after I drink or sip some Diet Coke to get a steady gut going here. For men in your universe, if you feel like you're just not keeping up with what used to be very routine for you in all aspects of your life, low energy, low vitality, libido, virtually non-existent, that's a medical condition that should be treated by a medical doctor. And getting solutions to that medical condition start with a call to Montgomery Men's Health at 440-3663 and scheduling a simple $99 test that will tell the board-certified urologist there what your testosterone level is and your PSA number, which is important for prostate health. Once those numbers are known, they can go about the process of prescribing and treating you with real medical solutions. Things you don't hear about on TV, but can only be prescribed by a doctor. And they're available at Montgomery Men's Health. These are game changers. That $99 you spent on that phone call, that could change not only your immediate future, but it could be a long-term solution to lead a better, healthier, more active life in all respects, if you catch my drift. So get medical solutions for medical situations at Montgomery Men's Health, 440-3663 or montgomerymenshealth.com.
This is not headline news. The new CEO of Starbucks will work one shift a month in stores, probably because it's the only way to get the bathroom code. The FDA approved a pill that treats obesity, but keep in mind, it'll ruin the pill's effectiveness if you chase it with syrup. Rock star legend Paul Stanley of Kiss posted a rare makeup-free selfie. Probably the last time he'll do it because everyone commented, "Hey, it's Cher." And today is National She's Funny That Way Day, a day that honors hilarious female comedians everywhere. So as you were, Whoopi and Joy, this is not headline news.
Oh, they're hilarious. I mean, the sense of humor there, man, that's why I watch The View every day. I need the laughs. I just can't help but chuckle at these old sows whose liver bile levels must be incredibly, I don't know if there's a way to treat that condition, but so full of anger, so full of rage. Really wretched people. So I see you two running back and forth. What's going on here in the building here?
Looking for Fresh.
Oh.
How you doing?
He is not at the radio station. He's at a remote till 5.
Okay.
Okay.
Ask me anything.
All right.
I am the Human Activity Center here.
You should have asked me to begin with.
There's an idea whose time may have come. Once again, our bowling event is going on as scheduled tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Bama Lanes on Atlanta Highway. Steve is really invested in making the place great again, if I may use that term. You know what I've noticed? Because Biden says this all the time. MAGA Republicans. They don't want to say, they can't say, make America great again, because what's wrong with making America great again?
Right.
MAGA. Because he knows the dummies that think like he does. They don't, yeah, MAGA. Ugh. God, it's like being having VD. This is how they play with words.
That's what they're doing, though.
And we are experiencing one of the, probably the greatest, if not the most dangerous psyops situation any country's ever been through.
They had Mayorkas, and they were telling him, just say the word that the border's a crisis. He used every word except he absolutely refused to say it was a crisis.
They can't bring themselves to be honest.
Right.
They are constitutionally incapable of being honest. Next, Bug, have you heard anything about, if I'm Trump, I want...
You want the mugshot.
I want the mugshot. Yep. I want the handcuffs.
At this point, yep. Leaning into it.
Because maybe an image like that, and of course the regular media will never show it, but Fox will, and the New York Post will. maybe that'll get a few more people to realize, wow, if they could do that to this man,
right,
who they still haven't proven a crime against.
No crime.
What could they do to me? And don't think they don't know how you vote. I know they know that.
Of course they do.
And they're not hiring 87,000 IRS agents to harass liberals. So you better wake up. You better wake up, because this is what they want to do. And they can't wait to get started. Here is Taylor.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Eddie.
How you doing, Taylor?
I'm doing just fine. I was listening to you this morning, and I heard about your travels. And are you going to Florida? Is that right?
No.
New Orleans.
New Orleands. Oh, okay. Well, it still applies. You were talking about the capybara this morning.
I think you called them a capybara. I thought they were called nutria.
Well, there's a nutria rat. Yeah,
that's what I thought they were.
They are both related.
Okay.
Nutria is smaller, but the capybara is the largest. But still, on your travels to Florida, don't just watch out for the deer. But when you get to Gainesville, Louis Picardi, I used to work for his plantation, and right there off of La Crosse, let loose. He loved those animals so much that he let them loose in his pond in his backyard, They took over that whole armpit area, and people started hitting them. 60-pound rat.
Pretty big.
You know, I mean, they don't have a tail, but the 60-pound aqua.
So they're wandering onto what, I-10?
Onto the road, yeah.
I-10, but I would say more like when I-10 meets I-95.
When meets a swamp.
I-95 runs up the eastern seaboard.
Yeah, when you start hitting the swamp area.
The one that runs through Gainesville, then.
Gainesville what? I thought Gainesville was in Georgia.
There's Gainesville, Florida.
Florida. Yeah, but he's going to New Orleans.
I'm not going to Gainesville, Florida.
For the next time.
There may not be a next time.
Gregory Budell.
Okay, well, anyway, I apologize.
No, there's no apology here. I'm just telling you.
Well, anyway, Louis Picardi let those things out, and people are hitting them left and right now. But yeah, watch out for the nutria. Eddie's right.
Eddie's always right.
That's Joey.
That's Eddie, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. You're a perfect compliment to him. Put him in his place.
Thank you all.
Thanks,
Taylor. Because the one thing we don't want is Joey to get too big for his britches.
I cannot let that happen. If when I see that head start to inflate, I quickly get out my pen and start stabbing.
All right, so what can we do to... we want to bring a little levity into the mix. Look, you got to look at the track record. After 7 years, they finally bring an indictment against Trump. Do you not think he has a plan to deal with this? Somehow, my faith remains that he is going to come out on the other side of this, making them look foolish.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but he was the one that originally announced the indictment, right? That's how I found out.
Yeah, that's true. You are absolutely correct on that.
So he has to have had a plan going, and I think that was part of his plan. I'll put this out there. I'll get in front of it.
Now, I just got a note from my friend Kenny McMahon. He's still protected by the Secret Service.
That's another thing.
So what happens if he goes to surrender in Manhattan to fat ass Alvin and they want to put him in cuffs? Will the Secret Service detail that protects him allow that to happen?
Well, and I did like Ronnie D's statement of, if he's in Florida, we're not going to extradite him. Don't even think about it.
See, Mr. Trump, that's why you need to shut the hell up with Ron Sanctimonious.
Right.
Stop it. He stood up for you when you gave him every reason to say, screw him. Take him.
He really has given him every reason to say,
he could have ended your campaign last night.
Yeah.
He really could have. With just one statement. Instead, he said, I am not going to cooperate with this farce.
That's right.
So you owe him. You may not think you do, but you owe Ron DeSantis. And if the two of you are smart, you'll put together a plan that will work for 24 and then put Ron in 28.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
And that way I can go to my grave a lot less worried than I would be if I were to croak tonight.
Not going to happen.
No.
But if it does, would you come back and haunt Joe? Would you do that for me?
Oh, God. Be on his ass all day long. Pushing him here. You don't have to do anything mean. Just push him here. He doesn't know where he is. It's like...
You could come by in a wind and he would, what was that?
They should play a... Whenever he's walking around trying his way off... Find his way off the stage.
Yeah.
They should play pinball music, you know, or pinball sound effects. Ding, ding,
or
ding.
Coming down the stairs.
He doesn't know where the hell he is.
No, he has a clue.
And the real president, Obama, is orchestrating all of this. Let's have not any doubt about that either. That son of a bitch is still the president of the United States. Making sure that good things happen, like California kindergartners getting to read about transgender kids. This is just, I know what it's like to be a little bit behind the curve on legitimate fashion trends and things like that.
Right.
This is insanity. I will never change my mind on that. Little kids want to change, and doctors willing to do that?
That's the part I don't get. Then yeah. To me, I thought it was a do no harm. I thought that was one of the first things
we will learn. Be sitting at home watching late night TV one night, and you'll see Alexander Shinara. Was your child, or were you personally?
It's coming.
Did you have your nuts cut off by a crazy doctor willing to give you a transgender surgery before you were old enough as an adult to sign off on it? Call me, Alabama. Although I don't think we have
too
many.
So you can't smoke until you're, what, 18? You can't drink until you're 21, but you can get gender mutilation surgery.
Right. You can tell the doctor, no, I don't want my wang anymore. I want to be a girl.
Okay.
And shoot me full of hormones. And God knows what else that crazed. And by the way, how about the CBS News forbid its reporters to use the word transgender in covering that Nashville story? Who the hell do they care about?
Yeah.
Six innocent dead? Or the freak that made him dead? I don't... Old hippie.
Hey, Greg, how you and Eddie doing on Friday afternoon? Enjoying your show so far.
Well, we're going to keep trying to keep it enjoyable.
Yeah, well, that's all right, man. You fixing to be to New Orleans a little while. But, hey, who was the country when Trump first went in? They were giving us a little flack, and he sent some missiles in there and blew the crap out of their little air base and all that. And heard nothing. Who was that?
He did take out that terrorist, that wanted terrorist.
Yeah, that was him. And then you never heard nothing else from that little old country.
No, he hasn't said much since he had a missile up his ass.
Yep.
It's very hard to talk after one of those.
Exactly. And you know, when
what's going on?
When he done away with his nuclear treaty, he's just telling the world he's going to do what he wants to. You know, we have no control over that man. And we better watch out for him and much old Chinese fella.
Evil knows when it smells weakness, and believe me, we reek of weakness in America right now. We really do.
Exactly. Yep.
Thank you for the call. Hi, who are you speaking with?
Hey, Gregory.
Yes.
This is Joe. How are you?
Joe, good. How are you?
I'm great. I'd have a question about one of your sponsors, please.
Yes.
Okay, I think it was Wednesday you had a nutritionist or something on there that was talking about...
Dr. Carl Smith from the Herb Shop, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it was talking about some of the oils and things that... was it lavender? And I could not get somewhere to write it down.
I happen to have my handy jar right here. It's... what I did is you buy, there's three scented oils, and I think the three bottles were a little under $20 plus tax. The oils are called citrus, peppermint, and lavender. And you these bottles come out in droplets, so you find something you can collect them in. I just happen to have an old empty bottle of mine, so it worked perfectly. And you put equal parts, like 10 drops of each scent, into the bottle, shake it well. And then when you want I'll demonstrate here right on the radio for those of you watching at home. You just tap it into the palm of your hand. See that little wet circle there, Rosie? Then you rub your hands together. That activates the oils. And then you cup your hands around your mouth. It clears your sinuses, gives you a nice jump start to the brain. And the lavender.